This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Market forces have decided Michigan has too many golf courses. An article in the Detroit Free Press looked at the boom of golf courses in recent decades turning into a painful bust, as the headline reads. Joining us to talk further about this is Paul Duda, who manages the Rambler Golf Course in Sterling Heights. It's been a popular course since 1929. At its peak, Michigan had close to 1,000 golf courses, and today fewer than 800. What's happening?
Well, a couple of things have happened. Of course, we had a pretty good recession for golf starting in, you know, when the recession hit in Michigan in 2008. But a lot of golf courses were sold for real estate. In fact, first golf course I was at was a place called Partridge Creek. And back in 2004, we had 45 holes there with a banquet facility. A big group came along and bought all 350 acres, put a big outside mall in and housing development, and it was sold. To be honest with you, it was sold for a lot of money, you know, upwards to $40 million. And when you're in the golf business, it'd take you 200 years to make that kind of money in golf.
Right.
So they sell. And that's what's been happening, too. A lot of golf courses in the good economy sold. And now that it's coming back, there's more golf courses in our area sold just recently here.
Well, let's go back a few years. With so many golf courses being built, the assumption at the time was the return on investment would be great. But with more golf courses came more competition. The green fees lowered, and that caused problems. Is that the main reason that we saw that?
I totally believe that, because they built so many golf courses, and then there weren't the golfers to fill them. And then prices had to come down. I'll be honest with you, back in the late 90s, we were charging as much as we're charging in, you know, 2015. So the golf prices have not risen that much. Your expenses have stayed and gone up, but if you want to be competitive, you have to have competitive prices.
There's a change in demographics, too. I know the baby boomers still hit the links, but it seems the younger generations are not as enthusiastic. What seems to be the reason for that, and what can you do about it?
I don't know if they have a short attention span or they're not willing to spend 4 or 5 hours playing golf, or it doesn't interest them. I don't know. But you know what? Being in the golf business, I still see a lot of young kids playing. We run junior camps, and they're very popular. So I think the main emphasis for a golf course is your location, to be honest with you. If you're in a good spot, I'm in a great spot in a metropolitan area, close to the, you know, the auto companies and for leagues and stuff, and that is what's helped us maintain our business.
You mentioned what happened to Partridge Creek, the golf course you used to manage, and how it was developed. Is that usually what becomes of the property on these other golf courses?
Yeah, I can just tell you around here in the Macomb County area, you know, there was Rochester, which was an old school golf course, nice place that became a housing development. Wolverine was a 36-hole golf course that was sold intentionally to be real estate. Finally now, that was back in 2004 or 2005. Right now they're starting to develop it. That was a kind of a bust for a while. Recently here, there's a golf course called Sunnybrook that's been there since the 20s that was just sold for automotive. So, I mean, it's hard for an owner to turn down that kind of money when the golf business is iffy, you know? So I think that caused a lot of people to sell.
The Free Press article quoted a golf course architect who thinks that the state could lose 30 or more courses each year for the next 2 or 3 years before demand and supply are in balance. What do you think of that prediction?
I don't have the stats, but I wouldn't be surprised, because if the economy is good, then that land value is better. And, you know, there's more and more developing, and there's more interest in the land. So, you know, there's another golf course here called Maple Lane. It's one of the oldest golf courses, 90 years old. It was just sold last year. It's over on Van Dyke and 14 Mile Road here near the Tech Center. Was sold to the Mosheri Builders, who's going to build homes on it. They're going to maintain maybe 18 holes, maybe 27, but they're going to develop homes around it. So I don't doubt that more and more golf courses are going to sell if the economy stays strong.
What's Rambler's future look like?
It's good because of the fact of my land. I have a par 3, which is in front, and then the back, the Clinton River runs through it, so there's a lot of floodplain. And we're here, and we're here to stay. So
right, nobody gonna be buying the flood insurance for that.
No. You know what? And to be honest with you, we're in a pretty good position right now with the golf courses around us selling. That now we're more in demand, and I actually added 200 league players from last year to this year because of that Sunnybrook golf course closing, so that helps.
So you're getting some clientele just simply because golf courses around you are closing.
Right. And, you know, Michigan still has the most public golf courses in the country, more than Florida, more than California. And that's with losing 200 golf courses, you know, over 15, 16 years. So I think a few more have to go, and that's good for the golf course owners, you know, and the businesses.
The ones who remain, right.
The ones that remain will be strong.
That's Paul Duda. He manages the Rambler Golf Course in Sterling Heights. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Take care.